This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A cutback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Is that man right there, Patrick Mahomes, the scariest quarterback in the NFL? And yes, I am already aware of what's happening on the fan text of people saying that Dak is the scariest quarterback in the NFL, but I do not believe that they mean that as a compliment. I meant this more from the complimentary fashion, but I understand how it works.
Like, you're scared to game plan for him.
Yes.
Which I still think Dak fits, and you guys want to fight about that, but that's fine.
Woo! Man, maybe we should just have the great Dak roundtable, and you could just argue with people.
I mean, I am more than happy to do that.
Now, I was kind of basing this off of the idea that maybe there's a new number one. Maybe it is not Patrick Mahomes. But then Keyshawn Johnson jumped in the conversation and decided to throw everything up in the air. Here are his top five scariest quarterbacks. Number five, Kyler Murray. Number four, Aaron Rodgers. Number three, Josh Allen. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. And number one, Lamar Jackson. Look, I like Lamar Jackson quite a bit. Some would argue I defend him too much, but I think he is a quality player, and I think I've begun to like him even more because I feel like people unnecessarily hate on him.
I mean, he was pretty bad last year.
Okay, well, he was pretty awesome the year before that. And he was also hurt, Bobby. Come on.
I mean, whatever. I don't want to derail the segment. Go ahead.
All right. We might have to have our own.
Because I will. Yeah, I argue heavily against Lamar.
Okay. Even though he's already got a better resume than Dak.
I mean, you know, by what standard, that he has an MVP? Because,
exactly.
Like, statistically, he's not better. And he's not a better, he's a weapon, but he's not a quarterback.
Oh, my God. Did you just reveal your old school quarterback bias?
That's not an old school quarterback. The dude, he is not even, the main job of a quarterback is to pass the football.
Man.
And he is, not even in the top 20 in the NFL.
Is the main job of the quarterback not to get your team down the field?
He is a weapon. He's not a quarterback. and that's the thing. It's a gimmick that lasts for a certain amount of time, and then you start seeing things like last year where he has basically an even touchdown interception ratio.
Well, that's because he also got hurt, right? For the first time in his career, he missed any semblance of a lengthy amount of time.
And, I mean, Dak got hurt, and he was still 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and people want to dog him. So, I mean,
hold on. Don't take out your Lamar Jackson.
I'm not saying to you. I'm just saying.
Because people are mean to Dak.
No, I'm just saying. You said that his resume is better than Dak. I'm saying, well, okay, last year when they both got hurt and Dak lingered clearly, Lamar got over his for the most part.
No, last year Dak was better than Lamar Jackson for sure. I'm just saying Lamar has a better resume because he won an MVP. And he's been in the league far less time than Dak Prescott. Look, it worked. I was about to say you're not going to derail me, but clearly you did derail me.
I wasn't trying to. I said we could move on.
And I'm not saying, man, and this is going to blow the text up. I am not saying that Lamar Jackson going into this year is absolutely going to be a better quarterback than Dak, because he was not good last year whatsoever. And I do agree with that. My point was going to be, even despite how much I love Lamar Jackson, I think the idea of him being number one on this list is pure foolishness. That was going to be the point that I was going to make that I thought was going to bring everyone together. But instead, we decided to divert into a different direction. So who do you think, from a game planning perspective, is the scariest quarterback in the NFL? Because Bucky Brooks weighed in on this. And then the person who I think is number one kind of weighed in on this as well.
So the question's a little odd. So, like, because, I mean, we're not talking about, like, this is the list of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. The way I interpret this is how difficult they are to game plan for, sure. and you know, how much they terrify you in terms of what they can sure. do to you. So, to me, the top one in that instance would probably be Josh Allen.
Oh, okay.
Just because I think Josh Allen, like, can beat you either way. He can beat you with his arm. He can make any throw across the field, and he's mobile. He can hurt you when the pocket breaks down, and he can, you know, break contain. And so he's somebody that I think is incredibly difficult to game plan. So I'd put him up there probably at one. I think around there, like, Aaron Rodgers is similar. He's not quite the mover that he once was. But he's the same sort of skill set that we're talking about here with Josh Allen. And then probably Herbert is in there.
Okay.
And then I would have way above Lamar Kyler. Because Kyler, and I don't even think Kyler's like, I think Kyler's generally overrated by a lot of people.
Do you think he's better than Dak?
No.
Okay.
I think that Kyler, though, the skill set he has, it's not consistent. When it's on, it's terrifying, and he can do the same sort of thing. He can throw it anywhere across the yard. He is incredibly difficult to bring down. He's incredibly difficult to keep contained in the pocket, and so he extends plays that makes things tougher on the defensive backs who are then having to freelance and just run around and follow somebody who's not even following a route anymore. And so I think Kyler is up there. So those are kind of the names that would stand out to me as the names that are truly scary.
All right. Now, you, I'm really excited because we actually agree on this, is I think Josh Allen is at the top of
and
my
Mahomes
list.
Is in the list, too. He's
sure,
in that collection.
Of course.
It's Mahomes. I think everybody understands.
And that's why, like, Bucky Brooks put Patrick Mahomes at number one. And I definitely understand everyone who says Patrick Mahomes is number one. But I think that Josh Allen has ascended to number one because he has a different level of motivation. Not to say that Patrick Mahomes is not motivated, because clearly he is, because he wants to build on his legacy, wants to get back to the Super Bowl, wants to win the Super Bowl. But when Josh Allen was talking about which hurt more, losing the game or losing the coin toss, he just said, the coin toss. And, like, it was just that level of singular focus that I feel like more often than not does end up motivating human beings. Like Patrick Mahomes, he could be motivated because he's like, oh, we lost to the Bengals. Well, that sucks. We need to regroup. Josh Allen still views it as, we lost to a coin. And that's why. And yet, look, you can get into your thoughts about overtime and the coin toss and everything like that. But he is like, we lost to a coin. And that is what derailed our season. And I do wonder what kind of motivation that sets with him. And he was already an excellent quarterback to begin with. So Bucky Brooks goes Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert, which the interesting thing about that to me is Tom Brady is not on either one of those, and we might need to have a side conversation about that. But I think Josh Allen is now the scariest quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But, I mean, I think, like, Mahomes is right there. And I think if Mahomes hadn't been dinged so much last year, if people felt like, you know, wow, they're able to take him out for several weeks with, you know, basic coverage concepts like people complained about with Dak for portions of last year. I think that had he not been dinged like that, I think everybody would clearly have Mahomes as the top still, just because it's, you know, nobody had been able to slow him down his first several years. And then last year it finally slowed down a little bit. Whereas Josh Allen, like, we continue to see him defying people adjusting to him, and he keeps rising above and playing above all the different things that teams are throwing at him. And so, to me, I think I would have Allen, even though I'd have Mahomes as a better player, a better quarterback, I think I'd have Allen as somebody that would be more scary to try and game plan for.
What about Tom Brady? Because from the 254, Tom Brady has to be included just because of his intelligent reading defenses. Is it the word scary? Because Tom Brady is really, really good. But he doesn't pop up on Brooks' list, Keyshawn's list, in our immediate conversation, and in most of the fan texts. Like, I see a smattering of Tom Brady, but it does kind of hit those other Mahomes, Allen, Herbert.
Okay, like, people hate, or people hate on consistently that Trayvon Diggs, he's a gambler, he gives up. That is a scary player for quarterbacks to deal with. So that's somebody that, even though they beat him and he has weaknesses, that's somebody that's scary to gameplay more than Anthony Brown on the other side, who might be a more stable, consistent coverage guy. Anthony Brown doesn't scare anybody. Trayvon Diggs scares people, even as somebody who's not as probably steady in coverage as Anthony Brown is. So I think that's where that comes from, is that Tom Brady's steady, and yeah, he can process things, but also he's at a point physically at, you know, 44, 45 years old, whatever he is, where, you know, he has limitations. There are things you can do to take him out of the game, and he can't move around the pocket very well. There are limitations to his game that don't exist in the same way for Allen or Mahomes at this point, or Rodgers even.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me. Where is Dak on your scary meter in a positive way? In a positive way, people, where would you put him kind of on the list then?
I think it remains to be seen how much he bounces back in his mobile this year. Because previously, when he could break the pocket and do different things with his legs, and he was incredibly dangerous throwing on the run. He was one of the best in the NFL throwing on the run. The designed rollouts, that's really difficult to prevent because it's, you know, play action automatically draws in a lot of defense. And then the way he's able to roll out and get ahead of steam and how accurate he is throwing on the run, that's a really difficult thing to prepare for teams because of all the challenges it presents. So those sort of things made Dak really tough to game plan for the first few years. Last year, where he was clearly limited in how much he could move, you saw that defenses were attacking that and trying to play off of that and game plan around that. And so, to me, it just depends on how much better does he look. Is he going to run this year? Is he going to be a threat to run this year even? Does he look more mobile? If he is, then that changes my answer. But as of last year, he wouldn't rank around these players.
It seems like, at least based on what everyone's saying, they're leaning into that idea that that is going to be the case, that he is going to be moving. Maybe it's not just running, but like moving when he throws more. Do you at least get, like, based on rhetoric, what that actually means, I don't know.
Well, and I mean, also, it's just like, you don't even have to run. It just has to be the threat of it. It's like with play action. You don't have to even, you don't have to necessarily have a good running game. It just has to be the threat of they might hand it off here. And that's what draws defenses in. I think it's similar. If they felt like, I think defense felt like Dak isn't going. And Dak isn't moving the same way. We're not concerned about this. We don't have to, the same way you do with Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, where you kind of got to, like, happy feet and pattern. Like, you can't just, you don't want to be caught flat-footed, or you don't want to be caught over-pursuing. There were no concerns about that with Dak last year like there had been in the past. And Dak was a strong runner. We've seen it. Dak stiff-arming Josh Norman in years past and things like that. And so he did present challenges to defenses outside of his arm. And the fact that that disappeared, I think, made him a little more one-dimensional last year and made it tough to game plan for. But I think when we've seen him out at these OTA practices and we've seen him at minicamp, he's moving more like pre-injury Dak in these practices, more than he did even last year. Broadus had talked about that watching him at training camp last year, even before the season. He's like, man, it seems to take a little bit for him to get going when he's kind of on the run, more so than it had in the past. And Brian thought it looked different. This year, he looks a little slimmed down, and he's moving like Dak used to. And so I think there were limitations, and the calf obviously didn't help that.
Quick question. Where does Joe Burrow fit into this equation? Because, I mean, obviously they had a hell of a year, and he's got all of the swagger that comes along with it. But do you think he has the requisite game to come along with it?
Yeah. So, again, I think, like, we're not talking about necessarily who's the best, but difficulty. Like, there are some things in Joe Burrow's game that don't exist, that defenses don't have to account for.
Do you think he's better than he is scary then?
Yes.
I guess if that question makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think he's, in a vacuum, better than he is scary. But I think when you also include, like, the weapons he has there with, like, Chase and Higgins and, like, guys like that is also what makes him more terrifying is those connections. But overall, I think that Burrow's just somebody who's, again, sort of like on that Brady level where it's like, he's really tough and he's one of the best, and I'd take him over Kyler Murray, but he's not somebody who I think is scarier to game plan for than Kyler Murray.
What do you think about this range? Because these three came in back to back to back, and they're all in kind of the general same range for scariness for Dak. 10 to 12, 11, 12 to 15. Would you put him more in that?
I would put him lower than that last year because of his limitations. If he's moving like he has in the past, I'd put him slightly higher than that. So if you want to average it out and say until we know what he is, then yeah, probably around there, 10 to 12.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.